This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. We're talking about a man-child. Michael Rotondo, he's 30 years old.
Take the 3,000, go on Alex Jones' show.
Still living at home with his parents for the next 2 days. Apparently he's been evicted. His parents went to court to get their son out after offering to bribe him to get him out. But look, the fact is, mom and dad, to some extent, have to bear some responsibility for creating this guy, right? I mean...
Yep, they did the sex
yeah.
a bunch of years ago,
and then they did the whatever piss poor job of raising him that turned him into this man child. We'll continue here with that story, and actually interrupted. We had a call come in, which is why we jumped onto this story. We saw a little more on the lemonade stand crackdown in Denver against a 6-year-old and his younger brother's lemonade stand that they set up over Memorial Day weekend. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
We'll continue with all of that. Our toll free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But the news about Michael Rotondo is that apparently he made $3,000 recently after appearing on Alex Jones's radio show. Man, can you imagine paying money to have a guest come on like that? It makes you wonder how many guests Alex Jones pays.
He pays for airtime. Why wouldn't he pay for guests?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I just stumbled across a story from the Daily Mail that apparently Michael Rotondo claims that he was misdiagnosed with schizophrenia for some reason to prevent him from seeing his son because no one was willing to supervise his visits, and he claims that the doctor only made the diagnosis to create a steady stream of income for himself.
Okay.
And apparently the schizophrenia diagnosis, he's saying he's not.
Right. But he is a man-child.
It sounds like he's learned the system, and he's just milking it for all it's worth.
Apparently he wants to see his son, but because of the diagnosis that he claims is a misdiagnosis, he's not allowed to see his son because no one wants to supervise the visits, and apparently that's caused some of the problems, and maybe partly why he moved back in with his parents. It's a fairly lengthy article, and I'm just reading, their little snippets at the top, giving the highlights here.
According to the story of the New York Post, they cite a Syracuse.com story where Rotondo told the journalist there, after schlepping to a Lowe's to buy $30 worth of boxes and tape, quote, "Looking around my room and stuff, how much more is all this going to take to pack?" He said he'll keep his belongings, piles of books, crumpled clothing, a computer, and a bed, according to a photo of his disheveled room, in a self-storage unit until he finds a new place to stay. He says there's no more urgency after that. Everything else is just finding a long-term place. He said he's looking for, quote, someplace inexpensive with internet, unquote. The unemployed father of one has been mooching off his parents, Mark and Christina, for the past 8 years and showed no signs of moving out until they sued him earlier this month. The familial spat garnered international headlines, and Rotondo shot to overnight infamy, appearing on Fox News, CNN, and even earning a paycheck from Jones last Friday. A Home Depot employee also offered to pay for Rotondo's moving expenses after he complained he was too broke to fly the coop. A Home Depot employee offered to pay for this guy's moving expenses.
I'm confused.
Those guys don't make a whole lot of money. But his newfound celebrity has come with harassing phone calls, said Rotondo. According to him, on Monday, someone with a blocked phone number called his cell phone and muttered, "Loser," before hanging up. Rotondo then called 911. He says, "I can't have my phone getting jammed up with nonsense like that. I can't have that happen." Because, all those job offers.
He probably has a track phone where you pay for minutes.
I don't know. Maybe his mom and dad are paying for that, too.
I wonder if Dave needs a roommate.
Oh, Dave in New York. They'd be perfect together.
Apparently, this Rotondo guy was arrested in 2009 for stalking and menacing a woman in New Hartford, New York.
He would fit in with Dave, then, because Dave
ended
also got arrested.
Pleading guilty to a lesser charge of trespass and harassment and was fined $1,375.
Yep, so there you go. That's latest on the current man-child in the news. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But you do have to wonder, you know, I mean, obviously parents... You can't. If you give birth to a psychopath, that's not your fault, right? Like as a parent necessarily.
Right.
To come back around to our original topic when we started the show, but a lot of this stuff is environment as far as creating a man child is concerned. If you don't encourage your children to be entrepreneurial, if you don't encourage them to go out and get work in their early ages, then they're going to be irresponsible. You know. And
right.
What other things did they do to screw this kid up?
Yeah, and I'm reading this article here. The mother of Rotondo's son, so his baby mama, said that she's scared of him living on his own. Quote, he's not going to be able to live by himself. His parents are throwing him out, basically saying they don't care if he's a danger to himself. Okay, then why don't you let him live
with you? Yeah, you got a spare room. You got room in your bed. Bring him back in.
Yeah, this is...
Or the couch, anyways.
Yeah. So strange.
So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to David. He's in San Francisco watching us online, or listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, actually, I hate telling your screener this, but years ago, the space aliens caught me, and they stuck something way up my nose, and now I can tune to all the channels. The thing is, you just don't want to watch me tune in the dial.
So, is that how you're listening to the show this evening, is through your nose?
Well, it's resonating. Hey, well, I told you one of the last times I called that out here in San Francisco, we used to feed the homeless right in front of the mayor's window. And we were in an organization called Food Not Bombs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They got started up in Boston. You've probably heard of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We know Food Not Bombs from years ago in Florida, where they were being arrested for feeding the homeless in a public park in Orlando.
Sure. Yeah, Keith McHenry, the founder, one of the founders, was arrested something like 9 times in one day. And I personally had my knee worked over by a cop, you know, waiting for the food. We weren't even serving, and he worked me over. And but we had a whole different permit process, and we always had insurance, and a lemonade stand is never going to have insurance, right? We had $1 million policy, and that policy was a donation from a supporter of ours, somebody that owned a house, and they made sure that we had a health insurance policy, and basically because we were serving vegetarian or vegan food, there was very little chance that you're going to get salmonella or you know, some of the worst of the things. But we were serving right in front of the mayor's window. So we were doing 2 things that had gave us the freedom of speech, because we were making a public statement that the mayor was doing doodly squat and wasting taxpayer dollars on, like, you know, when I first moved to the city, I ended up on general assistance, and they were paying a soup kitchen $8 a meal to give me, like, a cold bologna sandwich and a slop of soup.
So they were making money hand over fist doing
that.
Yeah,
and they were called poverty pimps. You know, and they, in the newspapers, got into the act, because there were welfare hotels that were being paid, like, I don't know, it was $50 a night to live in a place with broken windows and no lock on the door and just horrible garbage in everywhere. And,
well, this goes to show what happens when you put the government in charge of trying to help people, is they just end up funneling money into their buddies' pockets.
Well, that gets into a whole other layer, and this is one of the reasons why Governor Brown abolished the housing and rehabilitation. Redevelopment commissions. California had, like, every county had a redevelopment agency, I guess it was, and it was a privatized, public-private partnership of redevelopment. Well, it turned out, and if you go to the history of Robert Moses up in New York City or Justin Herman here in San Francisco, these guys were bigots. And they were, their redevelopment agencies were intended to drive, you know, blacks and the poor from the city.
Not surprising. Thanks for the call tonight, David. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. What's that? Money given to government ends up being rife with corruption? It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here. And take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We still have more to say on this lemonade stand attack, the recent shutdown of a lemonade stand by the Denver police over the weekend. And it's, you know, it's happened again. This isn't new. This is it's just the newest story of the same old story that keeps coming up again and again in the so-called land of the free, which does anybody really call it that anymore? I mean, we don't really hear that anymore because I think most people have begrudgingly come to understand and admit that, nope, the United States is not a free country.
Well, why don't you just move to Somalia?
And the fact that you might be able to actually sell lemonade on the streets in Somalia, I mean, as long as you pay off the warlords, you'll probably be all right.
Might be hard.
And dodge the American drones.
Might be hard finding clean water to make your lemonade.
Good point. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go to get the Blink home security system at a great discount, 15% off the already very affordable system there, which you get three Blink cams for less than the other guys will charge you, because the other guys want, you know, not only do they want more money, but they also want to, you know, give you a wired system, which means it's going to take you forever to install it, or you're going to have to hire a professional to do it, which means you got to spend even more money and spend either money or your time to do that. Whereas with this, with the Blink home security system, you just unpack the box, you put the batteries in the cameras, and you put the cameras where you want them and set it all up within moments on your wireless device like your smartphone or tablet. Once they're all set up and rolling, you will get notices whenever something moves in front of the cameras at the times you specify for those things to happen. And it is super easy to do. I know, because I've done it here at the studio, and you can do it yourself as well. Whether you've got a home or a small office, I think the BlinkProtect.com/FTL system will work fine for you. Just go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You get 15% off when you go there. As we continue, we got Bad Slave. He's on the line with us in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on via Skype.
Well, thanks for being there, guys.
Hey there. Yes, sir.
This all rolls into one package for me.
All right.
Including the lemonade stand, the guy, 30-year-old adolescent.
Yep.
What I think is actually part of the powers that be, their effort is, you know, and John Taylor Gatto, who, you know, called this stuff out years ago. I mean, this was all coming upon us. And
for listeners that aren't familiar, is a he was the teacher of the year or for a while in at one point in New York State, and came out against the government indoctrination, the government school system, and has been a very powerful voice in that area. He's getting pretty old nowadays, but he's got some really great writings, and those will live on forever.
There's a big YouTube channel there too, so. Yeah. Which I think is still live, but there's that schooling thing, and I think you know they don't want entrepreneurs, so they're going to have all this licensing and cops showing up, and you know, I mean, it's just the nature of what they want to prescribe.
That's because, as Gatto would point out, the government school system is the Prussian education model, which was designed to crank out worker drones who do not think, do not question their circumstances, do not question so-called authority. They just plug into a system, work the system for as long as they can, then they retire and so on, you know, collect government
money.
And
they need to be taken care of. Unlike individuals, government or individuals don't need government. But these people, they need government to take care of them, right, to keep them from drinking dirty lemonade. That's, you know, you. I keep going back to that because that would be my biggest fear, having some little kids with their dirty little hands in my lemonade.
Entrepreneurs, though, are something the government does not want around because they're a threat to the establishment. An entrepreneur is somebody who's going to likely be an innovator, and an innovator is somebody who's going to be a threat to the established businesses. Like,
there you go.
Know, Uber was a threat to the established cab companies.
And you know, this 30-year-old guy, he's the perfect example of how many generations of what Gatto's been talking about.
Yep.
You know, this is what we're producing.
Because he's not even a worker drone. He doesn't even have a job.
Well, that's perfect. It's perfect.
At the very least, you could argue that the classic Prussian system was designed to crank out worker drones, you know, the lowest education possible, make it so they can do basic addition and subtraction and work a line in a factory. This guy isn't even doing that. He's just a welfare queen.
Well, he's not doing that, but he could, you know, with the change in circumstance, you know, be brought into the work world again. You know,
he's going to have to do something now that he's leaving his parents' house in 2 days.
Oh, he could hold a slow song, a slow sign for public works.
Yeah,
that's hard work,
you know.
And even standing there in the sun, yeah, standing in the sun, it's hot.
Even the minimum wage is contributing to this same circumstance. And you know, these people go out, do these interviews on the street, you know, like Jay Leno used to do, and they just ask simple, basic questions of some of the young people on the street, and these people don't know anything. It's crazy, yeah. You know.
But I bet you they know who the Dancing with the Stars, if that show's still on, winner was, or who won American Idol. Yeah. Or whatever.
And I'm curious, you know, because we've had people call in to this show, and then we'll ask them questions about something, and then they just sort of, you know, like, freeze up, and they can't answer questions. So it's not that people are necessarily stupid, but, you know, you do wind up having sort of that, brain fart sort of thing, and you're on the spot, and then as soon as you walk away, you're like,
oh, yeah,
it was this thing.
Well, that could be going on, but what else is going on is the enforced ignorance. I mean, ignorance means you don't know something, which is not a bad thing. You, when you're young, you don't know crap, but you go forward and you start learning things, and when somebody asks you a question they don't know the answer to, some curiosity might enter in, but they've been doing their best to kill off curiosity. I'm certain of it. And
sure.
It's really sad to see. And I've got to say that the government, and I've got a new word for you, indoc. That it's an indoc that we're getting, indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
from the government schools, and it's harming.
It's okay. Everybody's a winner. You're going to be just fine. We'll take care of you if you can't find a job. You can get on welfare, kids. Thanks for the call, Basley.
Right, and the same people that are doing that are this generation that is trying to evict their son from the apartment. So they're both saying, we'll take care of you. But you've got to go. And Conan, to your point about hold the slow sign, no. He can't pass the background check. He's got a criminal record.
They're going to have to lower the standards.
By the way, the guys who hold those signs are private employees. They don't work for the state.
Interesting.
Yeah, one of my tenants is does that job.
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
In other states, you know, he
they
might
probably do work for the state in other states. But yeah, in New Hampshire, it's a private job, and those guys work hard. I mean, they're standing still all day, but that's rough work. I mean, they're standing in the cold, they're standing in the heat, and standing on their feet for 12 hours at a time.
Stuff thrown at them.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Patients who are terminally ill should not have to travel from country to country looking for a cure. That's what President Trump said in the State of the Union address. It's called the Right to Try Bill, The president signed it and said that it gives the terminally ill access to treatments before they receive final FDA approval.
Time, it's not what they have.
The bill had backers in both parties, but opponents worried that dispensing experimental drugs before they're proven safe could be dangerous and give patients and their families false hope. But the president says those drugs could save thousands of lives.
Oftentimes, they're going to be very successful. It's an incredible thing.
At the signing ceremony, the president said that within a couple of weeks, he expects price cuts by major drug firms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring us whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And in about 2 weeks from tonight, it's going to be ForkFest 2018. Kicks off on the 14th of June, and that's a Thursday. And it finishes up on Monday the 18th. So come spend a weekend in beautiful New Hampshire, in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground with other liberty-minded folks. We're, I can't speak for you, Conan, but Daryl and I are definitely going to be there at ForkFest. And Daryl, you may even have your Nautibus on the site if the transmission gets repaired in time.
Yeah, I'm still not decided if I'm driving up or just going to ride with you.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll figure that out as we get closer. But either way, it's going to be a good time because there's going to be a few dozen folks at the very least. It seems like judging based on the numbers of people participating on the forums and the Telegram chat. The Telegram chat, I think, at least has 2 dozen people in it, and there's more people who are not in the Telegram chat that are obviously interested in attending. But this is an unconventional kind of gathering. There's no organization, there's no board of directors, there's no tickets. It's just you show up at this campground, and there's going to be other Liberty people there. Now, what you do then is up to you. Do you just want to camp and hang out? Have a campfire, whatever, sing songs, do whatever it is you do at a campground.
If someone tries to sell you a ticket to ForkFest, they are committing an act of fraud.
Would that be fraud? Because, like, if somebody wanted to make up tickets and sell tickets to an event that doesn't have tickets, I mean, it's only fraud if there's an actual ticket and somebody sells a fake ticket.
Interesting, yeah.
Hold on. If they sell it to you as a work of art, then that's what. But if they're saying you have to have a ticket
to get in,
to get into the campground, they are lying to you. That is fraud.
That would be fraud. But yeah. So anyway, there are no tickets, and so therefore we don't know how many people are going. It's the second year of this event, and it was fun last year. There was maybe a couple dozen folks just kind of scattered about through the campground. This time there's people saying they're going to be cooking.
There are 31 people in the Telegram.
That's a good sign.
There could be some lemonade stands.
There could be. I have not seen an announcement about that yet, but there
Spiked.
Very well could be.
If somebody else winds up getting a lemonade stand shut down between now and the beginning of Forkfest, I will make sure that there is a lemonade stand at Forkfest.
Yeah, but there's nobody going to get shut down in New Hampshire. I mean, when's that?
Right, no, I'm just saying, if I hear another story somewhere in the country between now and then, I'll make sure there's lemonade.
Wasn't there there was a Porkfest like 2 or 3 years ago.
There have been several Porkfests.
Yes,
this will be
many.
The 15th.
No, but wasn't there a some law enforcement agents
the Department
through?
Of Revenue Administration showed up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we scared them off.
Yeah. Good.
And, yeah, it was interesting. There's actually video of that, Conan. If you want to check that out, check out the Freekeen YouTube channel, and you probably search for Porkfest and, I don't know, Raid or Cops or something like that, or just Porkfest. There's probably only a few Porkfest-related videos there. So, go to forkfest.party if you want to learn more about that. Again, it's 2 weeks away. Still, not too late for you to come out. If you're planning on, coming up this way, you definitely want to make a plan to go to Forkfest and hang out with some other libertarian folks. Again, we don't know all what's going to happen, but some people are talking about doing some speechifying. Daryl, you're doing some athletic events, and you're throwing a party that same night.
Yes, and Jim Babb has announced that he's throwing a party on the 18th, and it's not yet been added to the calendars. I will get that done.
I love Jim Babb. Glad to hear he's going to be back this year, because he threw a great party last year on the last night of the equivalent of Forkfest, was then called Somalia Fest at that time, and maybe some people will still call it Somalia Fest. I don't know, because again, nobody's in charge, which means everyone is.
Pirate Crypto Happy Hour at Somalia Fest.
Okay, so he's keeping the Somalia Fest branding.
Yes.
Good for him. You can do that, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's June 14th through the 18th. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more and get connected to the chat rooms and the forums and such there as we continue here. I want to share the rest of this story just briefly, and we'll get back into your calls about the kids in Denver who were targeted by Denver police because they had a lemonade stand set up without permits. And Mom, she's upset. She's actually surprised that this happened. She calls it unheard of. Of course, we've heard of this dozens of times over the last decade or so in various different locations. Communications Program Manager Alexandra Foster says her department doesn't typically go out to enforce its permitting rules against children. However, if a call is made to police about a certain lemonade stand blocking traffic, for instance, what?
Yeah, not in the pictures.
What?
Not in the pictures at all.
The family could be asked to shut the lemonade stand down. No, no, lady. Nobody's asking anybody to shut the stand down. This is, of course, the interpretation of the media. This is not the actual quote. The media's, they just asked them to shut it down. No, they didn't ask them to shut it down. Men with guns showed up and said, you better shut it down or else.
She shouldn't have dressed that way. She wouldn't got raped.
All right, so they may have said, and we weren't there to know exactly what the conversation was, but they may have said something along the lines of, we're going to have to ask you to shut this down, otherwise we'll give you a citation. So they use the word ask, but it's not used in the form of a question. It's used in the form of a demand.
They could have. And then that citation would mean that if they continued to operate the stand, then they'll put shiny handcuffs on Mommy.
Yes.
And maybe on the six-year-old.
Mommy might like the handcuffs,
and I am positive,
but not if applied by the cops.
I am positive that they learned to say that exactly in their training.
Oh, yes.
In order to be civil about it, or to appear civil, but at the same time...
While threatening.
Exactly, threatening. Just like last week when we were talking about the guy who asked, the cop who claimed, he asked that he was going to take the lady out of the car because she was speeding, take her car with her, take her to court or before a magistrate.
Right.
He asked all of that. He didn't tell her anything.
The bureaucrat claims... Now, see if you buy this one. She claims that a temporary stand typically doesn't need a permit. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. even in the city of Keene, which is a tiny little town in New Hampshire where there aren't near as many rules and regulations as there are in a city like Denver, Colorado, even in a city of Keene, they have a temporary food establishment permit.
Right, they just don't
enforce it. Hawkers and peddlers license is the official title for that.
No, it's actually a temporary food establishment permit. I was looking at the code recently, so I know that there's that.
Okay.
The hawkers and peddlers is different. That's like for people that are like selling pencils or magazines or whatever.
Okay, but I think that, and I might just be thinking of the state license, that all itinerant vendors have to get the hawkers and peddlers from the state,
so
and I
like
figured that the city was called the same thing.
Those are for like the door-to-door salesman, that kind of person. That's what a hawker or a peddler would be. In this case, it's a food service or a food service establishment is the legal terms that they use in the city of Keene code. She says, if our inspectors go to a lemonade stand, it means we've received a complaint. And generally, complaints stem from high levels of activity or noise that disrupt neighbors, she told Denver 7. So generally, as long as the impact is minimal, we're happy to let kids have fun in the summer.
Generally, which means there are exceptions.
They said, the mom said in this case, it was a half hour before the police showed up. So don't give me any of this crap, lady, that this was, it wasn't temporary. It was there for a half an hour before your agents showed up with guns to threaten these kids, and one of the kids ran and hid. He was so scared of these men.
Yeah.
She said that the home business permit is generally intended for adults selling foods they've grown or prepared from scratch or for income. The closest ordinance Denver 7 could find that might regulate lemonade stands is the 2014 Denver City Council-approved rule that focuses on at-home sales of fresh produce and cottage foods. According to that ordinance, sellers of certain products that are grown locally must obtain a home occupation zoning permit to sell and complete a food safety course. However, the ordinance only applies to fresh fruits and vegetables, herbs, eggs, and low-risk, unrefrigerated foods such as teas, honey, and jam. Because lemons are not typically grown in the state, the ordinance usually doesn't apply to lemonade stands. Still, mom, in this case, wants parents to know what she went through, just in case the kids are planning on setting up a stand this summer. She says, quote, I want parents to know that they need to be aware that if their kids want to have a lemonade stand, there could be repercussions like there were with my kids. Look, if you want to have parents know what this is like, pull out a video camera and record this happening. Get these thugs on the record threatening small children. You want to talk about a viral video? There's more coming up here. And everybody's got a damn phone, so there's no excuse.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got enough time for you if you want to jump on the phones now. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl. Let's continue with your calls. But I do want to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live. You like the fact that we're on the air 7 nights a week talking about liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency. This is the place that happens. It doesn't happen anywhere else on the radio to the level it does here. So if you like what we're doing and you want to help support our mission, then please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Don't expect anybody else to do it because very few people do. You can go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate everybody who has ever amped and who is currently amping, and those of you who will amp in the future, because it's super easy to sign up with PayPal, with your credit card, or with Bitcoin Core over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord server. There's a special AMP badge for Free Talk Live badge for amplifiers on our Free Talk Live forum. And more, like the AMP-only Facebook group. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Rob. He's in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I was just wondering, man, if you guys hear about this. This, apparently, I don't know what country it's in, but apparently a doctor or psychiatrist came up with a thing called the crypto addiction counseling.
Crypto and addiction, all right.
Yeah, and he has 10 questions that you read, and if you answer at least 5 of them, then you are addicted to crypto.
All right, cryptocurrency. Yeah, let's hear about it.
Well, it's just saying that it can. It's just like any other. It's like gambling. It can destroy your family. It can make you spend all your money. It can. And one of the questions is if you constantly think about crypto 24 hours a day, you have a problem. And it just goes through
who constantly thinks about anything for 24 consecutive hours?
You understand what he's saying, Daryl. If it's always on your mind. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some people who are obsessed with cryptocurrency. I mean, they're constantly trading it. They're constantly boning up on the latest news headlines and learning about the new cryptos.
Checking the price every 30 seconds.
Constantly checking the price, absolutely.
I mean, but there are lots of addicts out there because you got the guys checking their Facebook every couple of seconds. So this is not new.
No, I just thought that, you know, because anytime you put addiction onto anything, it seems to be bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you're addicted to something, it usually means, the term addiction usually has to do with you're sacrificing your normal life, you know, things that are important, like, you know, spending time with your loved ones or going to your job on time and, you know, doing things that make life work as opposed to doing the one thing that you are hooked on, whether it be drinking alcohol, whether it be playing video games, whether it be trading cryptocurrency.
Ooh, I like this one. Do I jump on the computer and start trading in cryptocurrency to escape from life's problems or to leave or to try to elevate my mood?
Where are you finding this quiz? I can't find it.
MarketWatch.com. It's not a quiz. This is what they determined.
Okay,
to be.
Questionnaire, whatever. I still can't find.
Right, well, he's got it. We can pull it up. He's got it here. So any more highlights, Conan, that you want to throw out there?
Do I carry on trading in cryptocurrency after losing money or try to gain it back? So it's a gambling addiction.
Right. Yeah, there is that, too. Rob, other thoughts, observations you want to share? Go ahead.
No, guys, I just seen if you heard about it.
We did now. Thanks for the call tonight. All right. I appreciate hearing from you. And in fact, that's how we hear about a lot of things is when you guys participate on the show. I mean, we're all busy during the day with all kinds of things. You know, like
right. There's
a lot of talk show hosts out there that are like, I spend 70 hours a day preparing for my show. I'm so well prepared.
I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and read every newspaper right. That's been published ever.
Yeah, I actually admit that this story was actually sent to me as show prep.
Really?
And I just didn't bring it up.
So let's read all of these questions here.
You want to start with number one?
Yes.
He said
there's only 10. So.
All right. Do I spend a lot of time thinking about different types of cryptocurrency? You two guys, yes, that's obvious.
Define a lot of time.
I do not spend a lot of time thinking about different types of cryptocurrency.
I check the price of Bitcoin and Zencash in the morning.
Because you do a news update.
And
you include those in your news update
right,
but as part of sponsorships that you have.
Yeah, but if something new pops up, like Pied Piper Coin,
I got excited about Pied Piper Coin. Yeah, that's true.
But if something new comes up or some guy calls about a new currency and you guys are, what are the white pages? And you're going to it and you're investigating.
I've actually only ever looked at one white paper ever.
I've looked at a handful.
Yeah, and I've never read a whole white paper. They're just so boring.
I read the Petro white paper.
Really? The Venezuelan Petro?
Yes. I read the Steemit white paper, yeah. Which is why I know Steemit is BS. I've read the Zencash white paper.
Steemit's BS. You still believe that, huh?
Number two.
They claim that one of the three
Steemit
things is
turned into real Bitcoin
to the U.S. dollar while simultaneously saying it's not pegged to the dollar. You can't have both of
them. I'm not saying I understand Steemit. All I know is I've turned it into Bitcoin, Daryl. That's real enough for me.
This number two one is not fair because if you're actually using it, then, I mean, how is it an addiction? Am I spending large amounts of cryptocurrency?
Define large amount. Like, I'm getting some transmission work and stuff done, so large amount.
But, I mean, if you're actually spending it like you would spend your...
Yeah, that was stupid.
It doesn't make sense. Have I tried to slow down or completely stop cryptocurrency trading, but not been able to?
I don't do trading on crypto.
Do I become restless or irritable if I try to cut down my screen time related to cryptocurrency? Do I jump on the computer?
That's the same question as screen time, right? Like there's the addiction to screens that they, kids these days.
Glowing rectangles.
Okay, here's a good one. Has my cryptocurrency trading habit had an effect on my relationships or my job?
That is a sign of an addiction.
Yes. And here's another big one. Do I try to get other people to lend me money when I have lost on an investment?
Bad sign.
Yes, bad sign.
Bad sign.
Yeah, that sounds like an addiction or a gambling problem.
That's what we're talking about here.
No, gambling.
Not
all addiction is gambling.
Trading cryptocurrency, though, to some extent, is a gamble, right? Like,
true.
I mean, you can say you know the market and you know it's going to go back up or whatever, but you don't know squat.
Right.
Which is why I don't do that stuff.
Yeah, as long as you go into it knowing that it is there could be loss.
Yeah.
Right, but yeah, like one of the first things was about reading white papers and whatnot. That's not to do with gambling, but
sure.
And as long as you don't invest your entire fortune into cryptocurrency and you know.
Right. If you're investing your entire fortune on anything, that's a gamble.
Yes. Well, a gambling fanatic might read about, tactics for how to play poker better or whatever. So it's just you're boning up on your knowledge on the thing that you're
still
obsessed
gambling.
With.
All right.
That's it.
That was all 10?
That's all 10.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, there have been times when I've done more crypto in a day than others, but usually that's because of, you know, I've got something I need to accomplish, right? Like, I've got some crypto that needs to get sold, or I've got some crypto that needs to get moved somewhere. But I'm not one of those crypto... I'm not obsessed with cryptocurrency. I don't think I did anything regarding cryptocurrency today.
That's the first thing a cryptocurrency addict would say, Ian.
I can give up any time.
It's been 12 hours since I've checked the price of a cryptocurrency.
I haven't checked the price of Pied Piper coin in a few days. As a matter of fact.
You're going to do it right after
I am curious now to know where the Pied Piper coin is. Pied Piper coin, by the way, is the crypto token that somebody came up with after the television show Silicon Valley, which is a great comedy show by Mike Judge on HBO. They came up with their own crypto ICO, their cryptocurrency, and you know, it was fictional, but somebody made it real by creating a token, and they put it out there, and they did what they call an airdrop, where anybody who filled out a quick form on the internet was given 750 of these Pied Piper coin, and they shot up pretty big time to as much as over a dollar. Right now it's at 47 cents.
Where are you
cents.
Finding this price?
There's an app called Blockfolio. I don't know where
else
you can get it.
I just took a look at CoinMarketCap, and it's not listed on CoinMarketCap.
Yeah, but it's right now worth 47 cents a piece, which means that the 750 of them that I have is worth about 360 bucks.
I'm kicking that I didn't do enough research into that and got some myself just for fun.
Yeah, of course, now, you know, could go down to zero.
There are 1,635 cryptocurrencies listed on CoinMarketCap.
Wow.
And it doesn't show
some
in the little
tokens,
header bar.
Though.
No, it doesn't show in the header bar. They separate crypto from tokens.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we love cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, but not because we're obsessive traders, and I don't want to speak for you guys, but I would say the reason why I like cryptocurrency is because it's an empowering thing to be able to get money out of the hands of the state and out of the hands of the banks and put money into the hands of the people. That's what's so important here. It's not trading. It's not, ooh, what's the new hot thing or whatever. It's cryptocurrency in general is a way out of the old financial system. That's why it's such a threat. That's why the bankers and the old money people and the governments hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Because crypto in general, not one or the other over the other, the idea of cryptocurrency is a threat to the old system, and that's why we support it. That's why I love it, and that's why we're going to keep talking about it as a tool for you to set yourself a little bit more free. But yes, if you become a gambler with it and you go crazy and lose a bunch of money, well, that's your problem. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.